Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, podcast listeners. Mars Patel is a sentimental young man. He's been searching for his missing classmate, Aurora Gershowitz, across two seasons and two planets. And what has he found? Not that winsome girl, head buried in her sketchbook. Look at Aurora now, queen of the ingrates, calling herself Fang, leading a dangerous gang of degenerates on the wrong side of Mars, in a trailer park, full of filched supplies, hiding from me, biting the very hand that feeds her. If someone prefers to seek destruction over progress, chaos over hope, then something needs to be done about that person. And if Mars Patel makes that choice, well then, let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Alright, alright, stop pushing!
Leave him to me. Mars, you can take your helmet off now. It's pressurized inside the dome. Here, let me help you.
Aurora, are you okay?
Do I look okay?
Yeah, you look great. Wait a minute, what's happening here? I thought you were in trouble!
Oh, that's sweet. Mars, this is a lot to take in, but you have to believe me. I'm really happy to see you. Happier than you can imagine, really.
Come here. Where am I?
Inside the Martian camp.
I'm with the enemy?
We're not the enemy. Mars is the enemy.
I'm the enemy?
I meant the planet.
Do you know how long I've been searching for you?
I missed you, Mars. I missed everybody. JP, Toothpick Jonas, and Caddy. But mostly you, Mars.
How did you become the leader of the-
Shut up, Mars. I'm going to hug you now. My people are staring. I'm going to stop hugging you now.
Okay. Did you get my messages?
You mean all of that, hey Aurora and Mars App stuff? Well, yeah, I got all of them.
You did?
I mean, there were so many. You're very expressive. I hope you have a big data plan.
Why didn't you respond? It would have been nice to hear from you.
I feel like we're losing focus here, Aurora. I brought you Pruitt's Golden Boy. What are we gonna do with him?
Axel, you don't understand. Mars Patel is the most loyal person I've ever known. This guy sacrificed everything to find me and save his friends. And he did it all for me. Because at the end of the day, Mars Patel would do anything for me. Right, Mars?
Yeah, I guess.
See? That's why I know he's gonna help us bring down Oliver Pruitt and his whole stinking colony. Oh, great.
Not it!
What's going on?
We lost power, and someone's got to get the generator back up and running. Probably just needs a hug.
Hey, watch it!
What are you gonna do to me, lover boy? Hug it out?
Mars, walk with me. We're going down a lava tube. Don't worry. I don't think the volcano's still active. Okay, download time. I want to know everything about everyone. I mean, I trained with Jonas right before they sent me up here, but how's everyone else doing? Like, how did you get JP to swim? And how did a goody two-shoes like Caddy impersonate the principal? And did Toothpick really go to the dance with Epica? I mean, Epica? How did that even happen?
Yeah. All of that feels like a lifetime ago.
Almost there. It's not that scary, right? Just like being in a cave.
Sure, a nice, friendly cave.
It's better than leaving the generator above ground. One gnarly dust storm comes along and poof, no generator. Then it's freezy-freezy time.
Well, you won't have to worry for long.
And why is that?
Because I'm taking you back to the colony.
Take me back? Mars, I would never go back.
But Oliver Pruitt said there was an incident.
You're still believing Oliver Pruitt? After all the lies he told?
He didn't... Okay. I suppose he stretched the truth a little.
What's wrong with you? Did you smack your head on the landing? How can you possibly defend him? You should be furious at him.
Believe me, I was furious. I was so upset when Jonas went missing. When you went missing. And to learn the great Oliver Pruitt was behind it, I wanted to shout to the world what a jerk he was. I even declared war on Oliver Pruitt on YouTube.
How many likes did you get?
Not as much as the surfing hamster video. Aurora?
What?
If Earth really is in trouble, what if we are the only hope?
Here's the generator. Now hold this flashlight.
Sure, I'll hold the flashlight. Wait, does this say plutonium? How did you get your hands on plutonium?
I stole it on my way out of the colony. Then Axel did his Axel thing and made a generator.
But it's plutonium. What if it goes all nuclear while we're fixing it?
Whatever. It's usually just a loose armature on the bottom. Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
Just kidding. We did it!
You did it!
Whatever. We were in it together, right? Just like the old times. We should get out of here before the radiation gets us.
So this is the cafeteria. Such as it is. Sometimes we have a lot to eat. Sometimes not so much.
Everyone's staring at me.
It's cool. You're with me.
So you're the mysterious Fang? The Martian leader, or the head Martian, or...
We don't do titles here, Mars, but yeah. I had to keep it on the down low, so I called myself Fang, after the cat I had when I was 5. It sounded scary. I thought you'd figure it out, all that time you spent at my house.
I should have.
I'm a little disappointed.
I mean, it's not that I didn't remember.
Does it freak you out, Mars? All of this?
Yes, and no. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like you, Aurora.
This place has changed me. You know why Pruitt sent me here. You, Mars. He used me to lure you.
What?
He knew that you had a crush on me you would chase me to the ends of the earth and then some. And here you are. Pretty crazy plan for just one kid. I guess you're really special to him. I thought I was special too. I mean, you should see how I'm able to draw here. Oh, and I can pretty much convince anyone of anything. But Pruitt doesn't care. Not anymore. So do you get it now? Do you understand why I have to get off this horrible planet? I have no purpose here, especially now that you're here. All I want to do is go home. That's what all the Martians want. We just want to go home. We can't do it by ourselves.
I want to help, Aurora. I wish I could have done something to protect you, like I did Caddy and the others.
You can do something for me, Mars. If you're willing to be brave. We need access to the emergency shuttle at the colony.
The lifeboat?
We take over the space station, commandeer one of the Pruitt prep ships returning back to Earth, grab the rest of the Martians, and get out of here. Say something.
Aurora, how am I supposed to steal a rocket ship?
You're Mars Patel. You always have a plan. Seriously? Now?
What is that?
Helmets on, everyone. You know what to do.
Aurora, we got a jam. We've been found. Probably something to do with your boyfriend here.
Axel, no!
You want to hit me, Axel? Go ahead.
Well, well, well. Looky what we found on you. They're putting trackers right on your body now.
I forgot I had it on.
Guess we solved the big mystery.
Oh, Mars.
You're riding with me, Patel. Get in the trunk now.
In the...
Now.
Aurora!
Wheels up, wheels up!
Easterly direction. That all you got? My grand drive's faster than you. Ah! Well, not too fast. When I walked a tip. Do you have your handbrake on? Now mind the gap.
Julia, could you just stick with the coordinates for a while?
Right.
This Mars kid is killing me. Killing me. I got better things to do than chase my roommate around the planet when he can't even follow simple rules. You know, they have a word for people like this.
12-year-old?
When I was 12, I landed a shuttle on the edge of a cliff with half my thrusters out.
Then why are you out here? You could have sent any number of people to look for Mars.
That's a very good question.
Head west.
What does Pruitt even see in this kid? I'm the one who does all the heavy lifting around here.
You jealous?
Jealous? Jealous of Butterfly? I'm 15 and I fly spaceships for a living. How could I be jealous of the guy who shovels tardigrade poop?
Stop the rover! We're here.
What's here?
According to our radar, Mars Patel.
Is he invisible now?
Not to my knowledge.
Stay here. I'm gonna check it out.
Where else would I go? Your helmet, Orion!
Must have chucked the tracking beacon out the window. I hope he's somewhere real comfy.
Oh. Hey, watch where you're driving.
Hey, Caddy, it's Mars. Usually I'm recording these messages for Aurora, but she's in the front of the rover and they stuck me in the trunk. I don't even know where to start. For all I know, this might be my last message to anyone ever. Caddy, I want you to know, no matter what happens here, I'm glad I sent you guys away. The only thing that's getting me through right now is knowing that you, JP, Toothpick, and Jonas are safe. Caddy, I just hope you're happy and doing all your Caddy things and having a great life on Earth. So this is goodbye, for whatever reason, and you find my phone and play these messages for you, I just want you to know, I'll just say the thing I always say. Mars, out.
Mars, get out of the trunk. Unless you want to sleep in there tonight.
I'm not going to die?
Mars, no. You were in there because Axel didn't want you to run.
Axel didn't?
He's just, you know, a little frustrated because he really needs your help and you're not giving it. But I'm sure he'll get over it.
I see.
Yeah, it's pretty hard on Axel to always live like this. With no real home, always packing up and going. He's not coping very well. Sometimes he yells things that he doesn't mean.
Or lock someone up in a trunk?
I wasn't sure what to do.
Thought we were talking about Axel.
You're my best friend, Mars.
I am?
I mean, what else would you call someone who's always there for you? We just want to go home, Mars. To see the people we care about. You can understand that, right?
More than you know.
I guess you're talking about Caddy right now.
Oh.
I might have heard you leaving a message for her.
No, I missed them all. JP, Toothpick, Jonas, my mom. My mom must be a wreck.
Would you want to call her?
Are you joking?
Here. It's a sat phone. We collected it on a raid. Axel connected it to a chain of satellites that reach all the way home.
But if you can call Earth, why don't you use this all the time? to call for help.
We've tried. No one on Earth ever believes us. Or if they do, they suddenly go missing. I'd be careful what you say to your mom.
Come on, Mom, pick up!
Hello?
Mom, it's me. It's Mars.
Manu? It's really you?
Yeah, Mom, it's really me.
Oh, I forgot. How? I've missed you.
I've missed you too, Mom. How are my friends doing? Caddy and JP? Toothpick and Jonas? Have you seen them?
Your friend? You would know better than me.
Why would I know better?
Because they're with you at Brood Prep, aren't they? I assume so. Mars, your friends never came home.
For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.